I make no apologies for returning to the subject of drugs so soon. Of course, it's up to us as countries to draw up our own policies and plans to tackle drugs. Look at the amount of drugs still being peddled on our streets. Look at the death of Leah Betts after taking ecstasy.
Leah wanted a big bath on ice, and that's how she thought she was going to get it. A big bath. She was very happy. She was very happy. She told me that she was fine and that she managed to get help. Get help in the next day. Her friend was home and got it early that day. So she's taken that and have it ready. A big bath.
I smelled 30 liters heights of food and didn't wait for a sniffing kitty and a raging thirst. Water was the last thing she needed. The ecstasy was beginning to have a devastating effect. As he pierced her throat, as he pierced her throat, as he pierced her throat. The body temperature was rising dangerously. As he pierced her throat, the excess water was building up around her brain. As he pierced her throat.
Get my mum. She looked very happy, visually very happy, and she was just screaming, "Can't see anything, I'm blind, I can't see anything, get my mum."
When she turned around and looked at me, her eyes, the pupils were so big, it was like two black saucers turning around and looking at me, almost like the eyes of the devil.
She was hallucinating, but she drifted in and out of consciousness.
She's gonna die.
going to die. And I physically can't give a mouth to mouth because her mouth is full of sick.